Hello.
Hi, this is Maria Fellow speaking.
Yes.
Hi, Maria. This is Sheldon again from Notebook. 30 minutes. Are we good now?
Yes.
Perfect. So, firstly, welcome on board to the Notebook family. And I see you got the basic writing bundle, so you're looking to get your book ghostwritten. So first tell me about the book, tell me your aspirations, what got you to here, and what do you know, like what exactly is the book about?
So basically the book is about, ways to, different ways to wealth. And so I wanted to, it's basically a money, it would be under the, business and money category. And, generally it's about, having a, having a specific mindset, things to do, tools and strategies for investing and for money management and for using life insurance products to build wealth, and also just kind of lifestyle, kind of staying, being in the present, being grateful, just in everyday life, looking for the silver lining.
I see, I see. So if I'm to categorize this in terms of niche or genre, that's going to be self-help, if I'm correct.
I guess, yeah. I guess that it would be considered that.
Yeah, because it's more or less, helping generate daily life, daily routines. For us, we categorize that as self-help.
Okay.
So it seems like a very interesting concept. You are basically talking about everyday life and how you can improve it, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And what about the materials you have so far? Do you have something written down? Do you have a manuscript that we can work with?
I do not have a manuscript at this point. I just have kind of categories, like I was saying, to start with, but, kind of, can bounce ideas off, off of people kind of come up with a concept. Yep.
Yeah, I understand. And what exactly, what made you want to write this book? What was your inspiration?
I've always wanted to write a book, and it's always just kind of it just kept coming back to me that that's something that I should do. So that has always been my inspiration, and I've taken copywriting classes myself and gotten certification, so I do write really well, and I consider myself a storyteller. So that was kind of my entry.
So have you, is this your first time being an author, or have you written, small novellas or something like that?
Well, I just kind of, I just kind of write, I do a lot of journaling, and sometimes they turn into stories, and, when I read them to people, they're kind of like, you just came up with that, and so it's just, it's just always been something that I've wanted to do.
Ah, I see. That's very nice. And what do you? What exactly do you do for a living? Are you a journal writer or an editor?
I am not a journal writer or editor. Basically, my background is banking. I was in commercial banking for a number of years, and now I am doing financial education with the insurance industry.
Oh, so you're everywhere.
Yeah. but generally speaking, business. I mean, I did do real estate for a number of years. I did real estate investment for several years, and so have a little bit of knowledge of quite a few business techniques.
Oh, I see. So that's very nice. So by the way, can you check your email real quick right now?
Okay, hold on.
The Gmail that you gave to us. There should be an email from Creative Design Agency.
Going back and forth on that, your competitors would more be more reluctant to, give you a hit on your Wikipedia page.
When would it have been?
What,
is it from you or is it from?
It's from Creative Design Agency.
Creative Design Agency. I see you. I see. No.
There should be one before mine. There should be one like with
before,
my name. And there should be one
right,
before.
Right. There's
mine.
One with yours, and then there's and then there's Daniel. With the agreement.
That's odd. Okay, give me a second. Let me send you an invite link real quick. Okay.
Okay. Mhm.
Let's see more people because we generally use a platform called Teamwork.
Okay.
So that platform is what we're going to be using in order to communicate going further. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We send the invite. And you should have an email with an invite link.
Oh, okay. So actually it's from, I see it's from you, and it says you've been added to collaborate on creative design.
Yeah.
Teamwork. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So you can click on Get Started, and you'll be guided to an account creation page.
Now, if I wanted to use a different name as an author, like a pen name or something like that,
of course, that's
that
so
there?
Common. That's very common.
Okay, so it's start collaborating with your team today. So just keep that all the same.
Okay,
right.
Perfect.
Put my name, not my pen, and then.
Of course, like that is completely different. What we're communicating is with you. Like, you want to use your pen
okay.
name or your real name? That is. That doesn't really carry a lot of relevance, because at the end of the day, when we're publishing the book, that's when it's going to carry relevance. So, you'll be finding like a form for ghost writing as well.
Okay.
Once you're signed up and you're on the project page, I'll guide you on how to see your messages. Okay.
Okay. So I would like to receive news about Teamwork Product Services. I have you agree.
I wouldn't recommend that.
You're saying yes and yes?
No, I won't recommend because they're saying a lot of
you don't yes. recommend. Okay. Thank you for that. If I sign it, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Let me know where you're logged in and we'll, start.
Okay, I am logged in.
So on the top left, I assume you see your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Below that, you see different options like list, board, table, dashboard, stuff like that.
Yes.
Correct. In that same line, you'll see messages. Do you see it?
Yep.
Yeah. Click on messages. You'll be guided to the message section that's going to have a message saying welcome on board.
Okay. Yep.
Click
okay.
on welcome on
Got
board.
That.
And it's basically, it has my the office extension that you can reach me with. The office number and my personal cell phone number in the message that you'll find. And
okay,
it has a form attached. So in order to download the form, what you can do is you can scroll down. You'll see three dots on the file. Do you see it?
Yes.
You click on the three dots. It'll give you the option to download. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, replying back, since we'll be communicating rather than email, this seems like a better medium for us, so we use this. Now, when you scroll down, you probably saw an add reply button. It's blue and says add reply.
Okay, hold on. I went to the folder. Okay. Add reply, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you click on add reply, it opens a text box, as you can see.
Yep.
Okay, so on the text box, you can write any message that you want. Let's do send to me. You can also see when you click on the message, but just below who should be notified, you should have two names, right?
Yep.
One's Sheldon Benjamin, that's me. The other is Daniel McCain, right?
Yep, yes.
So there are two people assigned to your project, okay? One's going to
okay.
be me,
mm-hmm.
that's your project manager. Okay, the second's going to be our
okay.
strategist, okay? Those guys are experts on the book who've been, in the industry for quite a while and then know the things that can get your book a massive edge when it comes to either marketing or, publishing. Those guys can help you out a lot when it comes to that, okay?
Okay.
So from time
yep.
to time, they'll come in, they'll talk to you. Probably they might offer you, some sort of service that may help you enhance your current, book capacity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Aside from that, You can type any message. Below the name, you should see an attach file option. You can click on that, and you can, you know, attach any files that you want to send to us.
Okay.
So,
okay.
This is overall how we're going to be communicating. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you downloaded the form. You can open the form.
Yes.
You can fill it out and send it back to me. Now, the process generally, how this works is, first, for the first draft that we're going to send you, or the first, you know, set of questions, or what we'll actually, you know, design, it depends on the type of team assigned to you, because we have a different, you know, we have like 44, 50 writers. So
okay.
Each has their own unique way of doing things, right? So whichever writer gets assigned to you, they have their own way of working. Some might ask questions, some might send you different notes. So according to that, I'll communicate with you. I'll be the bridge between you and the writer, okay?
Okay.
So
yep.
When you fill out the form, from the form, there's going to take 7 to 10 days for the first draft to be developed, because they try to get an understanding. They try to see what they can do. They try to understand your perspective. They might give you questions to ask. So it depends on that. Take 7 to 10 working days in order to get the first draft rolling, okay?
Okay. Yep.
Now, an important thing that you have to understand that it since it comes to ghostwriting, it's not necessary that the first draft might be the best draft for you. Okay.
Okay.
Because it takes a while. Like, it takes around 2-3 drafts for you, the writers to understand the perspective that you want. Like,
yeah,
those are good writers, but you know, nobody's a magician. At the end of the day, they can't
exactly.
just, you know,
yep.
up and, you know, understand everything, especially while
right.
being so far apart.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Yeah. So once the draft is made, you can give us your full revisions. You can take your time with it since you're a writer. You know, they'll send you everything from the second draft. Things will move with track changes. So
okay.
if there are any revisions that you give, you will be able to see any changes that have been made to the draft to understand what's going on, what changes we have made. From time to time, the writers will ask a few questions. You'll find them with my messages. Like any reply that I'm going to send you, you'll find a small, you know, note from the client section on that. And that'll be also note to the client that's be from specifically from the writer. Okay. You can
okay.
answer them
yep.
to on my message, or you can add any comments to the Word file that we're going to be sending. So the only thing we request is if you want to make any changes by yourself,
mm-hmm.
do add, you know, either open track changes so we can understand what's going on, or you can, you know, highlight them in a different font color. So that way we know what's going on. If you made changes and you haven't, you know, highlighted them, we usually have a very hard time understanding the changes that you've made. Let's get
gotcha.
That right.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So those are a few important things aside from that. I do understand the overall perspective of the book. So do you have, you said you have planned some sections, right? How the book's going to look
yeah,
overall.
Yeah, just kind of, I just kind of had jotted down some, you know, kind of a
rough
outline
idea.
Right now. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. So when you open the form, can you open the form for me real quick?
I did.
Okay. So when you scroll down on the form, there are a lot of questions. Now, after question 11, you'll see a small book outline area, right?
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss? Book
after
outline,
this,
yep.
After,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
after this, you'll see book outline. So you can add the chapters, the introductory notes, whatever you want to add here. You can add it for
okay.
better understanding. The more information you give to us, the better we understand and the better graph we'll deliver, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect.
And then I did have a question about, it's in the agreement, it said that the contract period is like for a month and a half. So what happens? So this sounds like it's a, you know, kind of a lengthy kind of back and forth process. What happens after
it's
that?
A month and a half. You don't have to worry about that, to be very honest. At the end of the day, we're going to finish the project that we start, because it's always,
gotcha.
We don't leave any projects, you know, behind, even if it says a project like 1.5 months or even say 15 days. For us,
yep.
at the end, we want to get those stuff done. Because, like, if you don't
yep.
get this stuff done, there's no point, right?
Right.
What's
yep.
your timeline?
Okay.
By the way, what's your timeline on this book? Because it's, like, 35,000 words. That's pretty much, it's a good amount of words. So we want to see how exactly we're going to do this.
You know, I don't have a specific, you know, this is kind of like it's a labor of love for me, and it's a project of,
it's like a side
you know,
hobby.
Something. So. Yeah, so it's not, you know, it's not a hard and fast deadline for me.
Okay, I understand. And one important thing I'd like to ask is, I assume that Daniel did convey this to me, but what I want to ask is, you're getting the cover done by somebody else, right?
Yes.
Okay.
As of right now.
Okay.
I mean, but he did give me the pricing for what the cover would be.
Okay, I completely understand. What I want to talk to you about is, do you understand the size that cover is going to be?
The size that it's going to be? Well, I guess
yeah, like the book
we would determine that, right?
Yeah, books have different print sizes depending on the type of book that you're writing. So let's say you're writing like a biography. Biography have like normally go with the size of 8-11, which is a letter size. So that's a
yep.
big, you know, because it's a more, biography is like a walk around read. It's more of a sit down table, it's on a chair, you know, read it up. Novels
right.
or self-help general books are come in the sizes of either, you know, 8x9, so no, what was that? That's 6x9 or like 5x7. That's a more easy to carry book size. So it depends
right.
very much on that, the book cover size, because it's not only that the book, the entire book cover also depends on the number of pages the book's going to have and what exactly you're looking at, because hardcovers, paperbacks, all of them are different. When it comes to publishing,
right.
you need a very specific amount, you know, a specific care to, for that. There's a special event section for bleeding. When it comes to that, do let me know. I do hope you sign up with us for book cover, even if you don't. If you want any information, I'm always here. I can provide it. Okay?
Okay, perfect. And I really, you know, just so you know, too, I want to do it. I want to kind of focus it to be more of an ebook,
mm-hmm.
so that I can put it on Audible and, you know, that kind of stuff.
No, of course, of course. The first thing that
yep.
people do is, you know, go for the ebook. Unless it's,
right.
You know, art illustration or some kind of, you know, art history
right.
book. Those books go for,
exactly.
like, those books are expensive, and there's no point in actually making an ebook out of it. But these
right.
kind of books,
exactly.
they usually sell in terms of ebook because it's now, you know, it's the electronic age and everybody's, like, on their phone, you know,
yep.
chop. It's all that.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
So,
okay.
By the way, do you, like, you're going for a self-help book. Do you have any background in, like, public speaking, or do you have any relevance to that? Because it also depends a lot, when, especially when it comes to self-help book, the presence of the author matters a lot.
I have done, I was a director, speaking of another career path, I was a director of an international language school, so I had to welcome students every week and kind of give them the overall kind of history of New York and, you know, kind of welcome them to the school. And so I had to do that all the time and was always in front of an audience.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever written blogs?
I started a blog, you know, but I haven't really been consistent with it.
Why not? Lack of time, or it's just lost?
Yeah, it's just, you know, well, I guess because I did it on, Bluehost and what's the other website? I can't remember. But creating the website and, you know, for the blog, it just became a little bit cumbersome for me.
Do you have a website? Like, do...
I have a website for my financial industry stuff, and I do have a website for my blog, but it's not, like I said, it's not active, so I haven't kind of worked with Bluehost as the platform to activate it.
You know, I'm going to have a conversation with you, and I'm not sure if you're going to have that right now. If you don't have that right now,
yep.
I could have that, but because I think you're the kind of person who would like to write stuff. You know, if you can write, you know, create a website for your book and, you know, publicize
yep.
yourself there and start blogs. At the same time, your audience will be attracted to your book as well, because every audience are attracted to the blog will know, oh, this is a book from this person. So it's more or
yep.
less, you know, you can enjoy the fun of creating a blog and you can have free marketing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do think
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yep.
like we've been in this industry for so many years, you know, there's so many tactics, so many little tactics that people don't know. But one important thing you have to keep in mind, since you're a first-time author, there are going to be expenses that we're going to tell you about probably because you can do them yourselves, you can ask for us to do them, but there are a lot of things that go into a first-time author, okay?
Yep.
So piece by piece, I'll let you know everything that's going to work out. But first, I'm going to get you something concrete and get the work started. Then we'll have a good conversation on what's to come, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, Maria, this has been a good conversation. I welcome you on board again.
Thank you.
Thank you. And send it back to me.
Okay.
And
then
we'll start from there. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Do it today. Take your time because you have to clear the outline in your head. You have to type it down.
Exactly. Okay.
As much detail.
Perfect.
The more detail you give to us, the better questions will come up to probe you. Okay.
Right.
Because we're probably going to have half an hour long sessions just to, extract information of what you have in your head so we can, put them on the book.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Perfect. I appreciate it.
No problem. Well, Maria, take care. Have a good day.
Okay.
And we'll keep in touch.
You
I'll drop you a text from my
Sounds
personal
good.
Number just in case you don't actually get it. So acknowledge that, and so I can be confirmed that I sent it to the right person. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you
take
so much,
care,
Delvin.
Have a good day.
Okay, bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.